via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Well, as I said, I was going to be out this morning with some of the activists here in Keene, New Hampshire, out in front of the IRS office, and IRS/post office, all in one here in Keene. And doing a tilting at windmills event, as they've been calling it, where essentially we stand out on the side of the road and, you know, we've got signs. And Russell Canning was dressed as a prisoner. He was sort of dressed in Jose Padilla-style garb. He had an orange jumpsuit on, and this time he actually took it to the next level. He used to just come to these with an orange jumpsuit and a black bag over his head, which, you know, that's pretty disturbing. That's quite a disturbing vision to see as you're driving down the road.
It was disturbing. I went by it.
Did you see him today with the goggles on?
I wasn't sure what I was seeing.
Yeah.
Looked like a guy in a gas mask.
Yeah, it was even more frightening than it normally was, because he got himself a pair of black goggles like they put on Jose Padilla to totally black out his vision. And he also had earmuffs on, not headphones, but sound-dampening earmuffs.
Mm-hmm.
So he was pretty much blacked out. He couldn't hear. He couldn't really see.
That's got to be disturbing just to stand there on the side of the road like that.
So, but nobody got arrested. So it's fairly...
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe next time.
Fairly...
I know you guys were looking forward to a nice arrest that you could film and all that good stuff. But
well, and
maybe they'll come out and arrest you next time.
We actually set a record, I think, for most video cameras at a Free State Project-oriented action event. We had 4 cameras in the same location this morning, which I was pretty pleased about.
Well, I was at the Manchester Republican Party's straw poll over the weekend, and there must have been at least 20 video cameras there, and it was certainly
a straw poll. No one's going to get arrested at the straw poll.
Right, but why does one have to get arrested at a Free State function?
Well, it's not really a Free State function.
You're right. That's the term you used. I'm only repeating what you said.
There are Free Staters in attendance there, I guess, is what I meant to say.
Okay.
So anyway, nobody got arrested, and we all went out.
Maybe next time.
We all went out for pizza.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was a good time. Well, you didn't actually come out to the thing. You just went out for the pizza.
Right. Well, I'm not going to get arrested. What are you people talking about? You know what happens in there?
You can't get arrested for standing out on the side of the road. At least not yet. Maybe
no.
We're going that way.
You get arrested when you go inside.
Exactly. So I just figured I said I'd report on how that went, and that's how it went. Pretty brief. We had a good time. I think about 11 or 12 people showed up, so pretty successful event. Anyway, Hillary Clinton, she's got a plan, guys.
Oh,
you hear about this?
Yes, I have.
Bad news.
She's going to save health care in America. According to the Associated Press, she said today that a mandate requiring every American to purchase health insurance was the only way to achieve universal health care. But she rejected the notion of punitive measures to force individuals into the health care system. Quote, at this point, we don't have anything punitive.
So you're going to have a mandate, but not no punishment if you don't...
Well, listen to the way she says
comply by the mandate?
No, just listen to her words. Quote, at this point, we don't have anything punitive that we have proposed, unquote.
That
just means she hasn't figured it out yet.
Right.
Well, you can't really have a mandate without having some kind of force behind it.
The lashings will begin.
No, right. And remember, this is a presidential campaign, so all that's important right now is promises. Right?
For
a presidential candidate, you don't want to get up on a podium and say, and we will sentence you to 7 years in prison if you do not sign up for a health insurance policy. That's not going to get you votes. But when you say, we're just simply going to mandate that no punitive measures, there's nothing on the table here, just, you know, we're just going to mandate it, and, well, apparently the suggestion is they might not let you get a job, but we'll get to that here in moments. But nobody wants to vote for somebody that's making overt threats, necessarily. The threats will come later. Once they are elected, then they can say whatever they want.
Sure.
So, according to her, the presidential candidate said, quote, we're providing incentives and tax credits, which we think will be very attractive to the vast majority of Americans, unquote. She said
I'm not attracted.
She could envision a day when, quote, you have to show proof to your employer that you're insured as part of the job interview, like when your kid goes to school and has to show proof of vaccination, unquote. But said such details would be worked out through negotiations with Congress. So that's just one of her, I'm sure, many ideas floating through her head as to how to ensure maximum compliance. If you want a job, citizen, you must have health insurance. So that's
disturbing.
Her plan.
Clinton unveiled the health care plan in Iowa, promising to bring coverage to every American by building on the current employer-based system and using tax credits to make insurance more affordable. She told the AP she relished a debate over health care with her political opponents, including Republicans, quote, who understood that we had to reform health care before they started running for president, unquote. On Tuesday, she began airing a 30-second ad in Iowa, which reminds viewers of her failed effort to pass universal health care in the 1990s, trying to portray a thwarted enterprise as one of vision. Quote, she changed our thinking when she introduced universal health care to America, the ad's announcer says. It also highlights her support as senator for the expanded...
Right, I never thought it could happen here.
Her health care plan would require every American to buy health insurance, offering tax credits and subsidies to help those who can't afford it. The mandatory aspect of her proposal, however, gets glossed over in the ad. Well, of course it does. The ad says, quote, now she has a health care plan that lets you keep your coverage if you like it, provides affordable choices if you don't, and covers every American. Isn't it awesome how just magical politicians are? They can just formulate these plans and write things down on paper, and before you know it, everybody in America is going to be healthier.
Oh,
I mean,
that's great.
Thank goodness for Hillary Clinton. Boy, if it weren't for people like her, we'd just all be sick, wouldn't we?
God knows. Well, we are all going to be sick shortly. We're all going to be sick of this crap that we have to pay for. We're going to be sick of all the high taxes.
Don't you care about the poor, Mark?
Listen to this. Who's more likely to smoke, rich people or poor people?
I don't know.
Well, I heard on Rush Limbaugh today, and I haven't checked this as a source, but, you know, Rush isn't going to air anything likely that he may spin things, but it's, you know, not true. Some guy in England broke his leg. They won't fix his leg until he stops smoking.
What's that have to do with anything?
Nothing.
That's discrimination. Government shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, well,
our system will be better, Mark.
Your health is at this point. Your health is a government liability.
Hillary's system will be better. Trust me. Trust her.
They're going to put out little.
You trust her, don't you?
Little suggestions. No, she's a liar. They're going to give it little suggestions on how to, be healthier, just like they do now with their little RDA or whatever it is that the food pyramid and all that crap. And then those suggestions will become mandatory.
Well, so are they going to be insuring people who shouldn't otherwise have affordable health insurance? I mean,
like driving for pre-existing conditions?
Pre-existing conditions, poor lifestyle choices. I mean, a 500-pound person who smokes 2 packs a day probably shouldn't get health care coverage at an affordable rate.
Right.
There's no way for the insurance industry to hedge their bets on that.
Sure there is.
Money.
Charge the crap out of you, who is young and healthy and all that other good stuff.
Right.
That's what they're going to do.
Everyone's rates will inevitably go up.
Mm-hmm.
But is she claiming that no government money will go into this, no taxpayer money?
Oh, she's not saying that for a moment. There are going to be subsidies.
That's the way it's got to be, though. Currently, who's most likely not to have coverage? Young people or old people?
Young people.
Who's most likely to die, young people or old people?
Old people?
There you go. The young people have opted out of the system because they can't, quote-unquote, can't afford to pay for it. They're scared because they don't have medical coverage. That's true. But I managed to make it 30 years or something like that without, I managed to make it through my 20s without health coverage, or at least for quite a few years without it. Why, those are the people that they're going to have to tax in order to pay for everybody else's. That's the pool of money that currently we're not getting.
Right. So now she's going to make it mandatory, and this isn't an uncommon position. Mitt Romney takes the same exact position. Well, he created almost the same program in Massachusetts, and right now it is currently being implemented. They're in a phase of the program down there where they are running an advertising campaign, the government is, attempting to recruit people into its mandatory program. I presume that's because there's probably some sort of a window of time where it's not, you won't be punished until a certain date, at which point then they'll dock your pay. That, I believe, is the plan in Massachusetts. If you don't sign up for their pre-approved insurance coverages, then they will actually suck money out of your paycheck for it.
Disturbing.
Yeah. So that's what they're looking at doing now on a nationwide level.
It's going to break us.
Well, we're already on to the point of being broken almost. I mean, with this war in Iraq and
we're very well in debt, that's for sure.
This is certainly not going to help things. And I just want to know if anybody thinks this is a good idea. 800-259-9231. I mean, this is not a solution to rising health care costs. The more government gets involved, the more the costs are going to rise. I wish people could understand that. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Ben Anderson for Midas, September 18, 2007, gold 7,1850. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $741.03, $365.45 for half, $182.73 for quarter. That's $741.03, $365.45, and $182.73.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I had the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line for you. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free. We've got a wiki, over 1,400 pages, created by listeners just like you. Enjoy that, and you can edit it. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com, wyki.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. freetalklive.org. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. That's our number. You can bring up whatever you want. On the way, I mean, we started talking about this new plan from Hillary Clinton about universal health care. Or, no, it's sort of an interim step. It's not quite full-on universal health care.
Right, they haven't completely broken the insurance industry in this country.
It's more like fascist health care,
yeah.
Really, is what it is, because it's going to mandate that all Americans, at least all Americans that want a good job, apparently, that all Americans must have health insurance, which essentially means that it's mandating that we give business to the health insurance companies. This is a sweet, sweet plan if you have to be in the health insurance business.
Well, it sounds like the rates are going to go up, doesn't it?
Right.
At that point, if they don't have to compete quite as much, because not only do you have the choice between health care companies, you have the choice currently to not have health care.
Mm-hmm.
And not only do they have that, but you know now they won't have that particular part of the competition equation, so the rates seem like they're going to go up.
So I asked if anybody out there supports this mandatory health insurance program. Still would love to hear from you if you do at 800-259-9231. Otherwise, just to make sure that we're playing fair here, because I don't want anyone to think this is a pro-Republican radio show because we picked on Hillary's little plan. I mean, we certainly mentioned that Mitt Romney had the exact same plan in Massachusetts. So, I mean, there's not a dime's difference between those two, between most Republicans and most Democrats. They're all the same.
I'd have to agree.
But to pick on the other side, I've got something about old Mitt Romney. We'll get to that here in a moment. But first, let's go to the phones and talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, I just wanted to point something out here. Let's say you want to be a healthcare professional. Let's say you have aspirations. You're hoping that your kids are going to grow up to be doctors.
Sure.
Okay? Well, short of hitting some big lottery prize, a lot of people don't have the money to put their kids through college, especially because the government sets rents so high and wages so low.
Okay.
When they impose zoning restrictions and say, no, you can't build a factory there because it would provide hundreds of jobs and drive wages up, they're setting our wages too low. And when they say, no, you can't build apartments there because it would provide plentiful, inexpensive housing, then they're setting our rents high. So make no mistake about it, the government sets your rents, not the landlords. Okay, but
to some extent, yes.
Now, having said that, I just wanted to point out that there's another way to get that done, and that is start small. And one of the lowest rungs in the healthcare ladder is nurse's aide. Mm-hmm. I even interviewed one time. The hospital was having a program. I didn't get picked for it, but you go through the training program for free, and then at the end of the training program, then you get hired on there as long as you promise to work for them for 1 year as a nurse's aide. I believe there was a stipend that you'd get paid to train.
Now, wait, how does that help you become a doctor, though?
Well, you go on as a nursing aide at a hospital that has a tuition reimbursement fringe benefit, you see?
Meaning they'll pay to send you to school? Is that what you're saying?
They pay your tuition. They don't pay you to go to school, but
right,
instead of spending 4 hours a day doing classes and homework and then 8 hours a day drinking, you do 8 hours a day of work, and then you go to nursing school in the evening, and you do that for a number of months until you get LPN. And then you get more money as LPN, and you keep going back to nursing school while you're making all this more money until you get up to RN, which is registered nurse.
Right.
And then you keep going back there. The next step up is nurse practitioner.
That is a brilliant, brilliant idea. I didn't even know that path was available to people in the medical field, but it makes sense. Now, you basically have to tell the hospital, you have to sign some sort of agreement that says you're going to stick with them, right, to make it worth their while to send you to school.
Not for the tuition reimbursement. For that program I was telling you about where I interviewed, they needed a dozen nurses' aides, and they interviewed a few dozen people, and I wasn't one of the ones that get picked. But, yeah, you would be getting paid peanuts, a stipend, they call it, to go through the training program, and then you make a commitment. It's more of a moral obligation than anything else, but you got no reason to quit there and go to somebody else.
Yeah, it might be hard to get a job elsewhere because you're on track with them.
you're on track with them anyway, and it doesn't exactly look good on your resume when you break these commitments like that. And they say, oh, he's going to break his commitment to us, and they'll go get hired. So, it is.
Tom, that's your best call ever. the most informative, useful call you've ever made. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. At 800-259-9231. I didn't know that track was available. I mean, it makes sense. I've certainly heard about businesses sending employees to school on their behalf and to improve their skills and that sort of thing.
I think Tom's had some great calls, honestly.
There have been some good, funny kind of fun calls. But that was the most useful, informative call. Especially for people out there that are frustrated by the fact that they might not be able to necessarily go to school or to afford these insane college tuitions that are out there. Julia was telling me today about one of the young men she works with at the restaurant that apparently he's $90,000 in debt, and he's not even close to being a senior in college at this point. He went to some really ritzy school to make his family happy, because apparently what happened was he went to, you know, there's this tremendous pressure on young people to go to college.
Right.
And so he went to community college in order to determine what it was he wanted to do, to just sort of get the generic math and English classes out of the way.
Sounds smart.
Seemed like a good idea, but apparently that angered his family. And they threatened to disown him, so I guess he thought his family was important.
Not offer to pay for his schooling?
Nope. He went out and took out a loan, and, they were very upset at him, apparently, and to, I guess, get back in their good graces, went and got into debt at some very expensive school, and now he's screwed. I mean, $90,000 in debt, and he's not even finished? How the hell long is that going to take to pay off?
I don't know.
A long time.
Look, your family isn't worth that. I'm sorry. They're not.
Well, if they want that, they should pay for it.
They should. You're right.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not willing to go say one way or the other whether your family is worth 90 grand.
That's crap.
I know. Well, you're a little screwy when it comes to family.
You know what?
That is crap. Yeah.
Yeah,
if your family's not paying for it, then I don't see why they really have that much input in where you go to school.
So, I just wish that kid had read Harry Brown's How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World before he went into college, because that really would have helped him out, saved him, $90,000. I feel terrible for kids in that position. You know, they feel obligated to do these things.
If you're going to go to school, I'd recommend going to a cheap, a state school or community college. There's no sense paying for a degree unless you're going to go to MIT or Yale or Harvard.
Right. Well, that's where he switched to. He switched to a state school, so he's paying less now, but 90 grand in debt.
Right, yeah.
Oh, 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. When there are real life tracks, educational tracks, like Tom was describing, that you can take and make money as you learn. That makes sense to me. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for pure conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. 877-207-5023 or go to the web, www.hazarid.com, H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us, including updates. Get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Now then, we started things out this hour talking about this new health care plan that Hillary Clinton has, and of course it's just another awful idea. Actually, it seems like she just ripped it off from Mitt Romney, which it was an awful idea when he proposed it for Massachusetts. And now the poor people of Massachusetts are going to be suffering under it. But just to make sure that new listeners aren't confused about Free Talk Live, because this is one of the reasons why I hate partisan radio shows. Just, I hate dropping names, and I don't even like saying the words Hillary Clinton on the air. You know, people don't understand when they hear you talking bad about Hillary. They think, you must be a Republican. No, I'm not. In fact, Mark, you are a Republican, but you're a Republican Liberty Caucus guy.
Right. I would have at one point sworn off the Republican Party. After Bush went into power, I'm disgusted with the Republican Party at large. I am a member of the RLC because I believe that, well, it's the best way to get liberty sort of, you know, liberty-minded principles into government.
Nick, are you a party member of any sort?
LP, yes.
You are an LP member?
Yep.
Okay. I am still an LP member, but I'm not really an active LP member necessarily. That's
LP being
Libertarian
Party, yeah.
So just to make sure our new listeners understand we're playing fair, I'll drop another name. Mitt Romney, according to Reason Online, Reason.com, when Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney said he'd support doubling the size of the prison at Guantanamo Bay, he was trying to show voters that he'd be tough on terror. Two of his top fundraisers, however, have long supported using tactics that have been likened to torture for troubled teenagers. As The Hill noted last week, 133 plaintiffs filed civil suit against Romney's Utah finance co-chair, Robert Lickfield, and his various business entities involved in residential treatment programs for adolescents. The umbrella group for his organization is the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs in Schools, WWASPS, sometimes known as WWASP. As Litchfield and its founder is on its board of directors. The suit alleges that teens were locked in outdoor dog cages, exercised to exhaustion,
jeez,
deprived of food and sleep, exposed to extreme temperatures without adequate clothing or water, severely beaten, emotionally brutalized, and sexually abused and humiliated. Some were even made to eat their own vomit.
Ugh.
But the link to teen abuse goes far higher up in the Romney campaign. Romney's national finance co-chair is a man named Mel Sembler. Now, longtime listeners of Free Talk Live might have that name ringing in their minds. That might ring a bell.
I'm a longtime host, and I don't remember his name.
Yeah, we talked about him quite a while back.
Okay.
He was a man.
Remind me.
He and his wife, I think his wife's name is Betty. I don't know if they talk about her here. We're in charge of an organization known as Straight Incorporated.
Okay.
We'll tell you more about that here in a moment. Romney's, but it's pretty disturbing what these people did. Anyway, Mel Sembler, the co-chair of his Romney's National Finance, is Mel Sembler, a longtime friend of the Bushes. Mr. Sembler was a campaign finance chair for the Republican Party during the first election of George W. Bush and a major fundraiser for his father. Like Lickfield, Sembler also founded a nationwide network of treatment programs for troubled youth. Known as Straight Incorporated from 1976 to 1993, it variously operated 9 programs in 7 states. At all of Straight's facilities, state investigators and/or civil lawsuits documented scores of abuses, including teens being beaten, deprived of food and sleep for days, restrained by fellow youths for hours, bound, sexually humiliated, abused, and spat upon.
Ugh.
And that's just, they're just touching on some of the awful things that happened at Straight Incorporated. According to L.A. Times, California investigators said that at Straight, teens were, quote, subjected to unusual punishment, infliction of pain, humiliation, intimidation, ridicule, coercion, threats, mental abuse, and interference with daily living functions such as eating, sleeping, and toileting, unquote. Through a spokesperson, Lickfield has been dismissed the similar charges against the WWASPs to The Hill as ludicrous, claiming that the teens who sued, quote, have a long history of lying, fabricating, and twisting the story around to their own benefit.
They're unquote. All lying.
And by the way, when we first talked about Straight Incorporated on this show, we had phone calls come in from people who had been there. So there were a lot of people whose lives were, shall we say, touched by these organizations, enough to where when we were on a little FM talk station down in Sarasota, Florida, we actually had phone calls from people that had been there.
Mm.
Straight would use virtually identical language in its denials in the 1990 LA Times. These programs are pretty much for kids with drug problems, but I'm sure there were other problems that were being treated here as well. Kids that were out of line, that sort of thing. A Straight counselor downplayed the California investigators' reports by saying, quote, some kids got very upset and lie, and some parents believe them, unquote. Both Straight and WWASPs have repeatedly called their teen participants liars and manipulators who oppose the programs because they want to continue taking drugs or engage in other bad behavior.
How do they all get together and talk about, come up with the same stuff over and over again?
They couldn't possibly.
Yeah.
Curiously, however, both programs regularly admitted teens who didn't actually have serious problems. In 1982, 18-year-old Fred Collins, a Virginia Tech student with excellent grades, went to visit his brother, who was in treatment for a drug problem at Straight in Orlando, Florida. A counselor determined that he was high on marijuana because his eyes were red. Remember, this is the brother.
Right.
Who was visiting his...
With the good grades.
Right. This would later turn out to have been due to swimming in a pool with contacts on. He did admit to occasional marijuana use, but insisted he was not high at the time, nor was he an addict. Nonetheless, he was barraged with hours of humiliating questions, strip-searched, and held against his will for months until he managed to escape.
Well, who paid for it?
they just kept, I don't know, maybe they charged his parents. I'm not sure about that. They certainly had grants, Straight Incorporated. They certainly had plenty of people that were funding the organization. I'm not sure how the money...
They just grabbed a guy and threw him in.
Yeah, he came in off the street to visit his brother, who was in the system, and because he admitted to some marijuana use to these people, they literally imprisoned him there.
Yeah, what made them judges? How can they imprison somebody? That's kidnapping.
They are on a mission to stop drug use, Mark, and they're going to do whatever it takes.
Why didn't they throw everybody who did that in jail? That's kidnapping.
A counselor, he won $220,000 in a lawsuit he filed against the program for false imprisonment, intentional infliction of emotional distress, assault, and battery. Ultimately, Strait would pay out millions in settlements before it finally closed its doors. However, to this day, there are at least 8 programs operating that use Strait's methods, including often in former Strait buildings operated by former Strait staff. So they've changed the name on the marquee, but it's still the same old system. They include the Alberta Adolescent Recovery Center in Canada, Pathway Family Center in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio, Growing Together in Florida, Possibilities Unlimited in Kentucky, SAFE in Florida, and the Phoenix Institute for Adolescents in Georgia. Mel Sembler has never admitted to the problems with Strait's methods. In fact, when he recently served as ambassador to Italy, he listed it among his accomplishments on his official State Department profile. Although all of the programs with the Strait name are now closed, the nonprofit Strait Foundation that funded them still exists, though under a different name. It's now called the Drug-Free America Foundation, and it lobbies for drug testing and in support of tougher policies in the war on drugs. One of the plaintiffs in a current case against WASP's 21-year-old Chelsea Flyer spoke to me when I was researching a TV segment on the industry. She told me she was forced to walk for miles on a track in scorching desert heat with a 35-pound sandbag on her back. She said, quote, "You were not allowed to scratch your face, move your fingers, lick your lips, or move your eyes from the ground," unquote. She said when she asked for chapstick, quote, "They put a piece of wood in my mouth, and I had to hold it there for 2 weeks. I was bleeding on my tongue." You can't make this stuff up. More on the way, 800-259-9231, and these people have messed up a lot of lives. We'll continue the story here. If you've ever had any experience with Strait Incorporated or any of their subsidiaries, would love to hear your story. Inevitably, it will be awful. 800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You go there, you get signed up. It's as little as $3 a month. And the idea is the money comes into us, we turn it right back around into promoting the show. It doesn't go to paychecks, it goes right back out into helping us get on more radio stations and spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So if you want to help us out with that, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get some perks too. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a very, very disturbing situation that has existed in this country for decades. And it continues on even to today, just under different names. We're talking about at least two organizations, called Straight Incorporated, the other one called the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs in Schools. Both of them are run by campaign staffers of Mitt Romney, also friends of of George W. Bush. And we're talking about two gentlemen. One of them's name is Mel Sembler. The other one is, Robert Lickfield. And we've talked about Sembler before. We've talked about Straight Incorporated years ago on this show. And it is a disturbing organization that's supposed to be dedicated to helping kids, you know, kick their drug habit and not be sex addicts and, you know, be better people and all
right.
that. But their methods...
A tough love kind of thing.
Yeah, their methods are a little bit questionable. They use some really scary tactics on kids. Everything from strip searching them to imprisoning them. There was a story earlier in the article about a young man who went to visit a brother who was in the Straight Incorporated program.
Kidnapped him.
And they kidnapped him because he admitted at that point to he had admitted to using some marijuana in his life. And so they kidnapped him and imprisoned him for months until he managed to escape. Many of the kids the young people that tell stories about their experiences in Straight Incorporated, they actually had to escape the facilities. And for many of them, it was not very easy to do. But let's continue the stories here, because this is Reason.com reporting on this. One of the plaintiffs in a current case, 21-year-old Chelsea Flyer, said that when she was in WWASPs, another one of the programs, she was forced to walk for miles on a track in scorching heat with a 35-pound sandbag on her back.
I can't imagine making a girl carry a 35-pound sandbag.
She says, you weren't allowed to scratch your face, move your fingers, lick your lips, or move your eyes from the ground. They put a piece of wood in my mouth after she asked for chapstick and had to hold it there for 2 weeks. She said, I was bleeding on my tongue. Why was Ms. Flyer subject to such punishment? She says, quote, I had less interest in school and more interest in boys, and my mom was worried about me, she says, explaining that her mother believed that the program was nothing more than a strict boarding school. See, there was two versions of the straight incorporated program. There was the version that the parents got to see.
Well, don't they visit the kids?
Oh, sure. And then at that point, you know, then they're on their best behavior, right? Because then apparently they weren't allowed to visit their kids privately. So the kids were constantly under this state of fear.
Mm.
They were being abused. They were being tortured. And once you torture somebody enough, they pretty much give in to your whims. So it's very difficult. And of course, if they say things to their parents, then the people running the program, they are the authority figures, right?
Right.
So they're they're dressed in their white coats or however it is that they're dressed. And, oh, no, she's just saying that. She's just trying to, oh, come on, don't be silly. Okay, that's it. Time's up. Go back to your cell. You know, they could easily control that situation.
Mm.
Remember the Stanford Prison Experiment, Mark?
Yeah, yeah.
Where they brought the parents in, and the parents came in to visit their kids that were in the Stanford Prison Experiment, where kids were imprisoning other kids, and it wasn't near anything dangerous like the Straight Incorporated. But nonetheless, there were some
they
really...
They did defer to the authority figures in that particular instance.
There were some very strange psychological things going on, and the parents, while they could tell that their kids were kind of in a weird state... They just brushed it all off, and they said, well, you know, there's authority figures here. They're taking care of business. Anyway, because she has attention deficit disorder, Flyer was unable to constantly follow the excruciating rules, and repeated small violations were seen as ongoing defiance. She said, it broke my heart that my mom had no belief in me, she says, describing how because WASPs had told her mother to dismiss complaints, so she was making complaints, as manipulation, and therefore her mother ignored her pleas to come home. She said, I'm not a bad kid. I never used drugs. I was never in trouble. I have no criminal record. I know my mother was worried about me, but so many times I told her this is too much. I would have gladly have gone to prison instead. WASP.
I was in prison. They didn't do that crap to you.
Is linked with facilities across the country, and then they named several facilities that are currently operating today. Although it has settled several lawsuits out of court, the organization has never publicly admitted wrongdoing. However, the U.S. State Department spurred Samoa to investigate its Paradise Cove program in 1998 after receiving credible allegations of physical abuse, including beatings, isolation, food and water deprivation, chokeholds, kicking, punching, bondage, spraying with chemical agents, forced medication, verbal abuse, and threats of further physical abuse. The same complaints about violence and abuse and sickness come out from all across the country. From various different kids who couldn't possibly know one another, the only thing that links them together is that they spent time in these programs. And the really sick thing is that a lot of this abuse that they're talking about here actually happens at the hands of former students, if that's what you want to call them. Because once you get through the program, you've been totally brainwashed.
Right, you've got to beat your friends so that they can get the same sort of benefits that you got.
You've been totally mind-warped. And then you get to become a volunteer at Straight, or maybe on paid staff,
or so likely
you can continue
in your
cycle of abuse.
You graduated to a certain level, and then in order to keep that level, you have to inflict that punishment on others. Probably as part of their graduation, they became trustees. Let's call them, and that's
exactly
how they did it.
Paradise Cove closed shortly thereafter. That same year, the Czech Republic forced the closure of the WASP-linked Morava Academy following employees' allegations that teens were being abused. The former director of the Dundee Ranch Academy program in Costa Rica went to local authorities after seeing medical neglect and other severe abuse, including human rights abuse charges, were ultimately dropped against the owner, Robert Litchfield's brother, Narvin. That program closed in 2003. These people are making money off of beating kids, depriving them of food and water, depriving them of light, depriving them of friendship, and just doing all sorts of sick things. The police in Mexico have shut down three WASP-linked facilities. They list them there. In 2005, New York forced WASP to return over $1 million to the parents of Academy at Ivy Ridge students because the school had fraudulently claimed to provide legitimate high school diplomas. He fined Ivy Ridge, or this attorney general there fined Ivy Ridge, and a civil suit has been filed for educational fraud as well by a different law firm. Straight Incorporated's Mel Sembler currently heads the Scooter Libby Defense Fund. In addition to his work for Mitt Romney, and has worked tirelessly to keep the vice president's former chief of staff out of prison, even after his conviction on charges of perjury and obstruction of justice. After all,
these are some great folks, huh?
If running programs that impose these kinds of treatments on American teenagers is not a prison-worthy offense, why should lying to a court be? The Romney campaign is aware of the WASP suits and should be familiar with the straight suits. If not, it's worth asking. Does Romney support these types of tactics for at-risk youth, or does he take the line the organizations founded by his fundraisers take, that these dozens of lawsuits are merely from bad kids who are making up lies? Coming from the man who wants to double the size of Guantanamo, these aren't insignificant questions. If Romney doesn't believe the aggressive tactics he supports for use against enemy combatants ought to be used against troubled teens and youth drug users, he should say so and show he means it by removing these men from his campaign.
Well, it sounds like they're treating these kids worse than Guantanamo detainees get treated a lot of times. A lot of the things that are raising torture suits and things like that, like waterboarding, are probably not as bad as being maced, tied up in a dark room, eating your own vomit. A lot of the things.
Some of the things I've heard here, the walking around with a piece of wood in your mouth for 2 weeks. You can't do that to convicts in America.
You can't do that to prisoners of war. I mean, that's
right.
That's just pretty much torture by any definition.
And these are young people doing these things to other young people in the mistaken belief that this sort of abuse is going to help them become better people. And it's just sick.
Sad.
And
weird.
It needs to be talked about. And I'm glad this came up again because it's been a long time since we've discussed this on Free Talk Live. If you go to Google and you Google Straight Incorporated, you'll come up with a website, first thing, that is thestraits.com. And as I understand it, it's kind of a busy website. There's a lot going on here, but that just goes to show that there's a lot of stories that have come out of Straight Incorporated. A lot of people were tortured as young people. They're now adults, and they're living healthier lives, but that's because they became adults, not because they went to Straight Incorporated. It's just because that over time, people grow up.
People just straighten out, yeah.
Right, they grow out of their habits, and they grow out of the drug use, and they grow out of these, their sexual abuse and all that. But they don't need to be abused to get over their abusive problems, but that's what their policies are. And it's really disturbing. And I don't know, maybe we'll dig up some other stories to give you a better example. Because that Reason magazine article sort of covered the generic things that Straight does. But when you actually read a story from a Straight Incorporated survivor, that'll really give you insight into what it was like. There were a few quotes there, so you got sort of a taste for how awful it was. Well, I'll see if I can dig some more up for hour number two. 800-259-9231. Also, speaking of torture, a young man was tasered recently. We'll talk about that. This is Free Talk Live.
Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.